about the Crusades, the beginning of the Crusades. And I saw an interesting thing, that after the Holocaust, when Klal Yisrael got together and they wanted to make a day of mourning for the tragedy that had occurred, so the Gedolim came out, including the Brisker Rav, and he put a raya from the Sekhinah that they shouldn't institute a separate day of mourning, but rather it should be on Tisha B'Av. It says, towards the end of the Kina, it says, talking about the Crusades, it says, Simuna al-Levavcha nisbeit ma'ag l'chashra, we should place upon ourselves a heavy eulogy for what happened in the Crusades. Kishula hagiyuk harigasam his abel his apra, kisreif vasvesa l'keinu ha'ulam ha'vira. Because the tragedy that occurred is as great to mourn about it like it is the Beis HaMikdash. It says, V'chi ein lahosid mo'i shevel v'saveira. But we shouldn't add our own day of mourning for it. Rather, we should place it on this day of mourning on Tisha B'Av. So the Brisker Rav clearly said that Tisha B'Av will be the day of mourning for the crew. The Brisker Rav wrote a raya that in the fact that by the Crusades, they said that Tisha B'Av should be the day of mourning for the Crusades. If you look into the Tzkina also, it didn't occur anywhere, nothing to do with Tisha B'Av. Many tragedies happened on Tisha B'Av, and we understand why the day of mourning would be on Tisha B'Av. The Crusades that happened around Shavuot's time, the first of the Crusades, and still they said clearly there shouldn't be a separate day of mourning, but rather it should be on Tisha B'Av. So the Brisker Rav brought this as a raya that by the Holocaust also, it should also be the mourning should be on Tisha B'Av. And the reason for that is that we know all the tragedies that happened in Klal Yisrael throughout the ages, it all happens because we're in Galus, because the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and Hashem sent us out, so the tragedies are more prone to occur to us outside in Galus. So that's why the mourning of the Beis HaMikdash really is the mourning for every tragedy that befalls Klal Yisrael. So it's certainly a time on Tisha B'Av, as other speakers have said, to think through a more personal, besides that all the speakers tried to make the Beis HaMikdash more personal to us, but besides that, to think about the Holocaust, many people that have read tons of books and stories or heard from the grandparents or parents about the Holocaust, but now's the time to think about that as well. This specific Kina is about three cities in Germany that were attacked during the Crusades. And there's the Arts Collection brings down a very scary thing that quote from the Sma on Shulchan Aruch. I'm not sure if it's in the Sma or just quoting that the Sma said this, but the Sma said that why were these cities chosen to have so many pogroms and so much tragedy come out of them? He said because that after the Korban Bayis Rishon, the Klal Yisrael sent to the Golos, so they went to these cities, and they went to many places in Babel and in Golos. Then when the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt 70 years later, it was a very short Golos. And they came back from every town that they went into the Golas, they all came back, except from one of these cities in the Kina, from Worms. No one returned from the Golas to go to Yerushalayim. And the people that were in Yerushalayim sent a message, come join us in rebuilding Yerushalayim. And their response was, and I'll just quote the English, it says, you stay where you are in the great Jerusalem, and we will continue to stay where we are in our little Jerusalem. This was only after, the whole Golas was only 70 years. It wasn't like an established community for thousands of years. They went there 70 years before. Now the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt, and they were so comfortable there that they weren't interested in going back to Yerushalayim. It's clear that for us in America, we have a similar problem that we have to deal with that we should ponder upon on Tisha B'Av as well. And that is that we get very complacent being in Golis wherever we are. And you see that it's only 70 years. And we feel the same thing here. We've been here for very few years. And you see each year, you see already we get very comfortable here. That we should just realize that we don't belong here. That's the Golis that we don't belong here. Tisha B'Av is the day that we should think about it and realize that you read something like this, it sounds ridiculous, but then you think about our own lives and how we relate to Chutz La'aretz and how adjusted to what we get. It doesn't mean we have to pick up every 3 days and go to Eretz Yisrael, but to at least think about it and realize that we're missing something. This is not the place where we're supposed to be. And obviously, the more we're able to realize it ourselves and to ingrain it in ourselves that we don't really belong here, so Hashem doesn't have to send us the reminders like it did in these towns. A few other things that it brings down in the art scroll, which you can very much relate to also, different things that we heard in the Holocaust as well, is that in the Crusades, there were three specific cities that they're addressing here, the tragedy that happened. And originally, when the Crusades began, it was the Christians were on their way to Yerushalayim, actually, to fight against the Muslims. On the way, they decided to kill some Jews. That's how it started. It wasn't really a fight against the Jews. On the way, they decided to kill some Jews, and they started in France, and the Jews in France called upon three big communities in Germany, which is, this Kina is on the three communities in Germany, to daven to them. And the Jews in Germany, feeling that they were perfectly safe, they were very wealthy, they got along very well with the Christians around them, so they were davening for the French communities that were under this attack, under this threat, and they felt perfectly safe. And then they decided to come in and destroy the German towns. So a lot of times, you know, we hear about Tzaras in Eretz Yisrael, we hear about a bomb, we hear about different things, and we daven for them, and our thoughts are that we're perfectly safe, that we have nothing to worry about. And Baruch Hashem, we are safe here, but we see what happened a few years ago in New York, and we know that anything can happen anywhere, and that we have to, like Rabbi Kalish was saying before, to realize that we have to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it doesn't matter how close we get to the Goyim, how much the Goyim like us, how much they speak about us, how much they praise us, that doesn't mean anything. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts into their mind, the closer we get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the more the Goyim will appreciate us, and the more the Goyim will stay away from us, that we have to turn towards Hashem. When we hear tragedies in Eretz Yisrael, or bombs, or anywhere else, to daven for them, to realize we're also davening for ourselves, that it's an attack on Klal Yisrael, and it can happen anywhere, at any time, wherever, whenever Hashem wants. And that in Eretz Hashem, that our davening and our kinos now, and crying over it, and our realization that we don't really belong in Galus, that we belong in Eretz Yisrael with the Beis HaMikdash, so in Eretz Hashem, we should have the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt soon.